Lecture 8, Emergence of the Polis.
In this lecture, I plan to look at the development of Greek institutions known as the polis, those institutions associated with the polis, which is usually translated as city-state. And in contrast to the lectures we've had, where we've dealt with great empires and kingdoms with assorted barbarians coming in to overthrow these political structures, this lecture is going to introduce a forms of government that will appear much more familiar to us. And there is reason for it, because I do believe there is some type of contact or tradition that runs through the West of a notion that somehow governments have to reflect some type of component of consent by the citizen body, however that citizen body be defined. It might be defined in very restricted terms. It might be more broadly based. And it's that type of government, those types of institutions, which the Greeks saw as peculiar to themselves, that gave the Greeks their sense of identity as Hellenes, as a people distinct from the other peoples of the world known as barbarians. And barbarian initially for the Greeks simply meant anyone who wasn't Greek, who didn't speak Greek, and it didn't have the connotation of someone who was uncivilized or uncouth. It is probably better translated as foreigner rather than as barbarian. And that's an important point, because in the last lecture we talked about the cultural reawakening, the political reorganization of the peninsula of Asia Minor, both in its eastern sections where there were contacts with the Hittite age, and also in the central and western sections of the peninsula where new kingdoms emerged. And I closed with a number of thoughts on how these kingdoms in Western Asia Minor were so important in transmitting technology and culture and aesthetics into this nascent Greek world, and that the cities, the Greek colonies on the shores of the West and East were very important in this cultural reawakening of the Greek world. And so what I want to do here is really look at what that cultural and political reawakening or reorientation is. We usually see this as occurring in a period known as the Archaic Age, a period that spans about 750 BC to 480 BC. That is essentially from the time of Homer to the time of the Trojan, to the time of the Persian Wars, where the great king Xerxes of Persia invaded Greece and brought this period to a close. And the succeeding period is conventionally called the Classical Age. It's hard to exaggerate the importance of the Archaic Age in the development of Greek civilization, and really in its long-term consequences for the West, because it is perhaps one of the most creative eras culturally and politically in the Western tradition. So many political forms, so many notions of aesthetics, Greek meter, literature, art, painting, architecture are created in these 2.5 centuries. And it's a period where the Greeks renew their contact with the Near East, but renew it on their own terms. They come out of their Dark Age, that is a 400-year period between the end of the Bronze Age and the beginning of the Archaic Age with Homer and the writing down of the epic poems, as a people with a clear sense of who they are. They are Hellenes. They are distinct. They have their own peculiar conceit. They have a set of political institutions around their city-state that separates them. And so when they come into contact with the peoples of Asia Minor, they take a great deal from them. They teach a great deal also. They have a lot of contact and even intermarriage, but they do remain distinctly Greek. And in the end, it will be their Greek aesthetics and values that are spread across not only Asia Minor, but much of the Near East. Well, let's look at some of the ways of understanding how that conceit of Hellenes of Greeks emerged. One of the best places to start is, again, with Homer. And rather than looking at Homer as a document of the Dark Age and as a reflection of the Bronze Age, let's take a look at Homer forward as he represents in many ways a new Greek civilization. In the second book of Homer, we have our earliest description of the Greeks acting in a political assembly. It's an extremely important document, and if you understand that book of the Iliad, to a large extent, you'll understand a great deal about early Greek political developments and the emergence of these institutions, the so-called polis, the Greek city-state, that separated the Greeks from the rest of the world. Just to paint the scene again, so you remember, The first book of the Iliad, Agamemnon, Lord of all the Greeks, High King of Mycenae, known in Greek as a basileus, as a king, has insulted the greatest hero, Achilles, who's the son of a goddess, Thetis. And Achilles is ready to kill Agamemnon on the spot, but is restrained by the goddess Athena.